The Justice Department's inbox was flooded this week by hundreds of thousands of people demanding a federal investigation of the shooting. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports that social media and black media brought this case to wider attention.
Trayvon Martin was shot on February 26, but it was last Friday's release of the 911 tapes from the night of his death that made the dead teen a top story in the mainstream media and kept him there. This is one of the callers on that tape.
I heard screaming and then a gunshot.
Okay. Well, we have an officer there. Did you hear any more gunshots since you've been on the phone with me?
But I don't hear any more screaming either.
By the end of the evening, 17-year-old Trayvon was dead, shot in the chest by neighborhood watch volunteer George Zimmerman, who told the dispatcher moments before Martin looked suspicious. When authorities reached Martin's body, they found a can of iced tea and a small bag of candy. Zimmerman claimed self-defense, citing Florida's Stand Your Ground law. No charges have been filed, and the outrage in black communities across the country was instant. Although the shooting would become national news a few weeks later, the anger immediately flowed through black talk radio, black newspapers, and blogs. There was even a song about the incident by rapper Jaziri X, whose Trayvon claimed an overzealous Zimmerman jumped to deadly conclusions. Syndicated columnist George Curry says the black media has a long history of highlighting anti-black violence, which mainstream media often picks up on later.
The black press plays a unique role because they know right away and can recognize these kind of stories and the value of them.
Curry believes that part of the lag between when black and mainstream media began covering the Martin shooting can be accounted for by the community's different interactions with law enforcement.
I think that stems from the fact that white have a different experience with police than African Americans and Latinos. To whites, many whites, police are Mr. Friendly. To African Americans and Latinos, he's Mr. Unfriendly.
Rashad Robinson is executive director of Color of Change, an online civil rights organization. Color of Change got almost 400,000 signatures forwarded to Attorney General Eric Holder's office in just a few days. Robinson believes this kind of mobilization is important beyond this one case.
But also that for all the Trayvons out there who we may not know yet, that we can start the work of changing our culture to ensure that justice is served and that folks in power understand that people will not just be quiet when these type of injustices happen.
Before the Justice Department became involved in the Martin investigation, the Obama White House had been fairly quiet on the subject, other than expressing its condolences and concern. Here's Press Secretary Jay Carney on Monday afternoon.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to Trayvon Martin's family, but obviously we're not going to wade into a local law enforcement matter.
A reporter then asked about an earlier well-known racial confrontation that President Obama stepped in to mediate.
You know, the case of Professor Gates up in Cambridge pales compared to this, and the president did speak out about that.
I don't have any conversations to report to you.
That night, the Justice Department announced it would investigate the Martin shooting.
It becomes harder and harder for politicians to not pay attention.
Attorney Lauren Gelman specializes in social media issues for the firm BlurryEdge.com. Gelman says online campaigns by Color of Change and other organizations make a difference.
It goes from being an issue for just one community to being a national issue.
Which is exactly what social media users are counting on in Trayvon Martin's case. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.